IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
So around about this time every day, we chat about COVID-19. It's something that's still very much a part of our life. As much as things seem to be returning to normal, we still have to be cautious. And helping us make sense of where we are with COVID is Dr. Daniel Israel, who is a general practitioner, Dr. Daniel Israel, and associate at the Blueberg Medical Center in Burnham, Johannesburg. Good afternoon, Dr. Israel. How are you doing today?
Hi, Chair. Good to be with you.
Long time since we've chatted. I think it's about a month, but always great to hear your voice. So what is happening with COVID?
So I thought today we should focus on a study that came out from the UK, from the Imperial College, which is actually a very good London-based college that does a lot of research. And they released a study today, or at least a preliminary study, that's looking at T-cell immunity. Now, we know a lot about antibody immunity because people often talk about the antibodies and measuring the antibodies. And just to remind ourselves that often we don't know, you know, what level of antibody is a good level of antibody and how protective they are. But we do know that antibodies decrease over time. So you'll often hear of people, and we may know this ourselves, of you can check your antibodies against COVID. I'm talking about having one has had COVID, and then they'll be positive, and a month or two later they become weaker and then negative. There's another pathway of immunity called T-cells. So T-cells are cells in your body that help fight off viruses. And they're harder to measure in terms of they're not as shape specific, so to speak, as antibodies. But yet we know that even patients who don't have antibodies for COVID, really, if they have good T-cells that they've developed from infection, they may still have some immunity. So this study out of the Imperial College looked at people who have had T cells generated by common colds in the past, particularly from other coronaviruses. Remember, there were other coronaviruses before COVID-19, far less serious ones. And they looked at 52 contacts of people who had already been, exposed to COVID, who had these T cells. And it looked at whether these T cells are protective against COVID-19. And it actually found that it was protective. So it's interesting because we often see in families how you can get one or two people in the family who get COVID and others who, despite being with the infected person, don't get COVID at all. And this could explain that. But even more importantly, what this really could explain, can help guide, is the development of new vaccines. Because if we can develop vaccines that help build the correct T cells, then we'll be able to develop better vaccines and vaccines that will become, that won't be as challenged by the changes in mutations like we saw with Omicron, and may have much longer life and not need to be updated every few months. So it really is interesting and positive research coming out of Imperial College.
And doctor, in your practice, are you seeing an increase, a decrease in patients? We heard that the wave is coming down and that they say that we should shortly be out of this wave. What is it like practically on the ground for you?
So we're definitely seeing a decrease compared to what we were seeing a couple of weeks ago. But that said, there are still new cases all the time coming through, and just in the community as a whole. I think that there are a lot of people who aren't testing. And one can talk about the pros and cons of testing, because, I mean, we've certainly seen, like in Israel, where, you know, the move is not to start now carry on doing PCR tests on every person. We certainly know that if somebody has had COVID and they haven't tested and they're very mild and they've been vaccinated, they may not need to go and rush and do a test straight away. Or at least they could do a rapid test. But we are seeing a decrease.
Something that's been bugging me, and I've been wanting to ask a professional.
Remember that the future waves and other variants.
Sorry, we lost you there for a second. I thought you had gone. So I was asking you a question over you. I apologize. The Omicron, they say that the variant, the symptoms haven't been as bad. However, if you contract Omicron, is it too soon to see whether it will have the same impact as the previous variants in terms of the long COVID effects?
Yes, we think it is too soon, but there's a lot of discussion about that with doctors. I mean, on the big group of doctors that I'm a part of, there are doctors who ask almost every few days as to, is anybody seeing long COVID yet in Omicron patients? I mean, we have to remember that Omicron's only really been here for, what is it now, 2 months, end of November, so 1.5 months, but it's probably still too soon to say how significantly this one causes long COVID. But, you know, time will tell. And I think that's probably a very important thing to measure, because you know, there's two bad things, so to speak, with COVID. The one is the acute risk of, in certainly we saw Delta and of people getting significantly ill and COVID pneumonia and needing to be ventilated, et cetera. The other problem is just the general morbidity and loss of quality of life and productivity from having long COVID. And certainly it would be a big win if proportionate to the lightness of this COVID would be like a similar decrease in the incidence of long COVID.
So that just means without the data in, people must be cautious and remain cautious.
Absolutely, because we might find in 2 months' time that there's still people who are exhausted, et cetera, from having had Omicron. But at the moment, it's a bit too soon to say. But certainly, if we see that doesn't happen, it would be a huge win. And I mean, we just have to be optimistic as we go. As you said rightly, there are a lot of positive developments that are happening in each of these spheres.
Dr. Israel, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Chad.